The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with my colleague Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana, of course, running the studio for us. Lots of news coming out this morning with regard to the eye-opening, eye-popping price increases that we're now seeing on our Affordable Care Act health insurance plans.
And that's one of the topics we'd like to cover this morning is health insurance premiums. We'll talk about health insurance and some other insurance issues that you need to be aware of, what exactly the ramifications are for you, and do you really understand what some of those terms mean? If you have questions about that, you really need to stay tuned to the show this morning to try and get a better understanding of exactly of what your options are and what the ramifications are, some of the decisions you might make.
Also, we're going to spend a little time going back over Social Security spousal benefits. It's still an area of confusion for a lot of us here, so I want to make sure you're not one of them. And again, Social Security spousal benefits, we'll just do a little refresher on that. And maybe a cheaper way to send your kids to college.
And this is one, it's an article I found. I was completely unaware of this attractive option that is available to students that most of you are probably not aware of, but as parents, you need to be aware of when it comes to the cost of college.
Well, and not only that, but this can work with if you already have one of those 529 college savings plans. You might not think you can do it, but we found out that you can.
I was completely unaware.
Yeah, we're kind of blown away about that this morning, so we'll talk about it. Plus, we'll take a look at all the markets, see where your money is going right at the moment. And of course, if you have a question right now, we're getting ready to have a little commercial break.
Yeah, right? Monday was a great day. We had lots of phone calls, and we really enjoyed that. That was a great opportunity to get a lot of questions answered. So, yeah, if you've got questions, you need to make sure you give us a call.
You betcha. So here's our number to do that right now. Got somewhere to go, someplace to be, people to see, all that good stuff. And you want to get your question to us right this minute? Here's the way, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You are listening to Tony and Jamie right here on the Money Makeover Show.
The windows are
illuminated. This isn't going to work. No matter what we say, some people still drive drunk. But we're Budweiser. Giving a damn is what we do. So, if you think it's okay to drive drunk, if you think it's something that's debatable, or you just simply don't care, this Bud is not for you. Give a damn. Don't drive drunk. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
Do you need a tune-up?
Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Esteem Body Works offers the best personal training and nutrition in Washington County. Would you like to transform the way you look and feel? Would you like to feel strong, healthy, and full of confidence? Esteem Body Works believes that maximum results require maximum effort. Well, they also believe in building motivation through the right balance of encouragement and support. Call Esteem Body Works today to start your transformation, 979-551-6258. Or visit their website at esteembodyworks.com.
Fall is here. That means winter is just a few weeks away. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technician, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. But they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Right now, get a fall heating system checkup for only $60. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. License number TACLB741166R.
The adventure is on. Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream. Watch Rapunzel soar to new heights. Sing and dance with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Witness Cinderella's dreams come true. And boogie in the bayou with Tiana. Bring your family and make magical memories that last a lifetime. You are invited to save up to $10 with a coupon from a participating Metro PCS location. Restrictions may apply. See savings coupon for details while supplies last. Playing November 9th through 13th at NRG Stadium. Brought to you locally by Metro PCS.
Boys and ladies, hop around the king and queen and fly to Chocodeem and merry way to the Renaissance Festival. Journey to a magic time of romance and adventure, a day of feasting, merriment, and fun for one and all.
The Texas Renaissance Festival, Saturday, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday, October 8th through November 27th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets available at Walgreens and TexRenFest.com. Huzzah!
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Office in Central Texas is located in Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Our other one in Houston, about a mile and a half or so from the Galleria shopping area. Just far enough away to keep you out of the worst of that kind of traffic mess that there always is around there. So also we have a website. You can get on there, find out more about us and our group and what we do. And you can also send us an email question, request a time to come in, get on the calendar with us and talk about whatever's on your mind about financial stuff. We're glad to help you out. And Jamie Keys, what is our email?
Our website is moneymakeoverteam.com. Mm-hmm. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. And if you go by the website, yeah, there's a place right there you can click on that you want to send us an email. And we love getting those emails from you, and we do answer those questions.
We do indeed. So that's the website, moneymakeoverteam.com. Also, we have a phone number that I'm going to give you right now for our office, and that's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, we mentioned that markets are really not moving around much this morning. Pretty flat
this morning. We had talked about before we went on the air, energy's kind of taking a beating again this morning. That seems to be constantly in a state of flux at this point.
Very volatile, yeah.
Yeah, although I saw some articles this morning also that some of the major energy companies are committing major amounts of cash to start exploration again.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the beginning of the tip of the iceberg with maybe things starting to happen. Everybody's hoping that there's going to be a turnaround at some point. Nobody knows when.
Yeah, so been tough out there. Hopefully we can get some movement in the right direction here coming up. By the way, we still have early voting going on. I'm going to do my civic duty on the air here. Get out there and vote. The lines are kind of long, depending on where you are, but maybe you can run out at a better time of day than before work or lunchtime or after work.
Or if it's close enough, you can do what I did. You just at opportune times drive by, and if the line is short, you get out and you go vote.
That's it. That's pretty much it. Drive-by voting is what we have here. So, of course, and if you're in Central Texas and you're a local like I am, you can just zip over to the courthouse in Courthouse Square, the courthouse annex, and get in there, too. It's, yes, we do have longer lines there as well, but not quite as bad as what everybody sees in
Houston. I think it's a very positive sign that there's been heavy voter turnout so far. I think that's really a good sign for the country that people are actually getting out and voting and actually showing that they care.
There we go. All right, so we need to care, everybody. We do. Let's talk about part of what we care about here, which is something we go over all the time with folks. If you came in for a free review with us, we'd probably at least touch on this if you're anything 50 or 55 plus in age. But it's spouse benefits on Social Security compensation from the government that we've been paying into, all of us here, most of us anyway. Social Security spousal benefits, there still is confusion. It's still kind of a black hole for a lot of us. We don't know enough about it. And I like to try and take a break every once in a while from the rest of what we're going to talk about this morning and go over this again. Jamie, why don't you give us the info again?
Well, again, this is about Social Security spousal benefits and the lack of understanding. There was an article that came out yesterday said that more than 50% of people still are not aware of spousal benefits when it comes to so that just is a shocking number to me. I find that really hard to believe, but I've told the story about with multiple marriages how it can get really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
One couple they had both remarried because both of their spouses had passed away previously, and now they had remarried, and they were together now. And the female of the couple was getting spousal benefits from her previous spouse who had passed away. And she was getting those because that number was higher than half of her current spouse's benefit. But when her current spouse passed away, she thought that she was stuck with half of her previous spouse's benefit. Well, that wasn't true. She was now eligible for the higher benefit, eligible from her second spouse. And so she actually got an increase in her Social Security payment that she, until I told them, you know, you really need to go to the Social Security office and take care of this, until I told them they simply were not aware that that was actually available. So there is a general lack of understanding about the spousal benefits that are available under Social Security. Now, it seems to be the biggest confusion is that you think you're only going to get half of your spouse's benefit when your spouse passes away, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm. So, again, what you don't know can hurt you.
That's right.
About Social Security. There are so many ins and outs, and it's not just, well, when do I go and file?
Well, and another reason this is important, here's from this article, which came from a financial magazine. It says, Social Security is the primary source of retirement income for many people, providing an aggregate of 52% of all income for people over 65. And so if you're not getting the maximum amount of money you can get from Social Security, you are hurting yourself. As I was talking to a planner yesterday who has changed their tune. Previously, they thought you should take it as early as you can. But then they said, I've changed my mind about that now. They quoted Ed Slott, who's an IRA expert. Many of you have probably seen him on PBS because he does some shows on PBS regarding IRAs. And so he's an expert in IRAs, and he advocates taking money from your IRAs prior to age 70 because your Social Security benefit is going to grow at a guaranteed 8% after full retirement age. Mm-hmm.
So you should be dipping into your IRA and let your Social Security grow at 8% between 66 and 70, 8% every single year. That's 32% increase in your government guaranteed
Social
Security lifetime annuity right there. And that's why it's, you know, people like Ed, and, you know, it depends on your situation, but 99% of the time, I imagine that that's probably a good call for most of us, is if you've got other income sources, like an IRA, even if you're paying tax on that money coming out, you know what? That makes some sense, rather than taking Social Security between 66 and 70, or even earlier than that, where you get even whacked harder for taking it earlier than that. And you're going to mess up that benefit from the government that you've been paying into all your life, all your working life. And instead, why not look at other sources for taking income that you need to support yourself? If you can hit your, if you can get yourself to 70 on that Social Security, that is really worth it.
Yeah, maximize the amount that you're going to get from Social Security. The risk that you run always is, you know, the response is always, well, what if I die early?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the risk that you take.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to talk about the crossover point, yeah, it is somewhere in around 80 to 85, somewhere in that neighborhood is a crossover point when it makes a difference. You'll have more money if you don't die before then.
But as you get older and probably have exhausted other sources of your
income, need that higher income.
You're going to need something to get you over the hump, because if you're still alive. In fact, I heard from somebody that I've known a long time who's now in his late 80s and having some health concerns over the past couple of years now. And he's getting up there, and he's, you know, he took his Social Security earlier because nobody told him.
Right.
Nobody counseled with him in his 60s and 70 year age range, and so he took it when he could take it, thinking, oh, well, I might as well.
Well, if you ask your neighbor's going to tell you, get it while you can.
Mm.
You know, not knowing all the different options that are out there, and the advice that you get there is what you pay for.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, if you take it at age 62, you've doomed yourself and your spouse to 25% lower income for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So please be careful with that. Come on by our office. Do that free review with us before you make a big decision. We actually have some calculators we can use. If you furnish us with your own figures, your real figures from the Social Security office about what your benefit's going to be, and then we can plug those in, and you can get a good look at what's your best choice, next best choice, and maybe even the next best choice after that as to when you take your benefit. And that can really help you. That's part of good financial planning for you and for your spouse.
Yeah, and the other thing, the other issue there, of course, is more and more of us are working past full retirement age. And if you're eligible for full retirement, you know, your spouse may be able to claim on your benefit while they're still working. That's additional income you can use to maybe pay off some debt you might have.
Mm-hmm. Credit card debt, for instance.
Whatever it happens to be, it's additional income that's available to you that you probably weren't thinking about.
What about another way to save some money? We got a couple minutes here before we get to the break, 4 or 5 minutes. Let's hit on something else that I think a lot of folks don't know. We certainly, we're not completely aware on this either. When we find something that surprises us, we need to bring it to you as quickly as we can. And this is how to save money on paying for college in a way that you may not know about. In fact, you probably don't. And you really need to know about it. And Jamie, what have you learned?
Well, this is an article written by somebody named Lynn O'Shaughnessy, who's evidently a nationally recognized higher education speaker. And so her specialty is college and college funding. And the article that she wrote talked about 9 things that you need to know about college in Europe.
I looked at the opening statement on that, and it just kind of blew me away that we can actually do this. And the thing about this, Jamie, is we can use some of the college savings plans that we've been using already in this country, such as the 529 college savings plan, to pay for school for ourselves or our kids or grandkids in Europe.
Yeah, generally speaking, you know, we talk about college. Most of us are thinking about college, you know, here in the United States. And the cost of tuition here in the United States has been growing dramatically. I talked to someone the other day, and they had one child going to one university where the tuition was $62,000. They had another one that was going to a small private university, and the tuition was similar. And they were sending their junior high child to a private school.
Wow.
And they were complaining they didn't have enough money to live on.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, that's an extreme example. But, you know, the article starts off by saying a growing number of frustrated parents refuse to pay the high price of a bachelor's degree here in the United States, but their children are still going to college, just not here. And they are what they're doing is they're going to Europe. And so I didn't even know that was an option available, that would even work. But it says that there are approximately 1,500 European bachelor's programs taught in English. So having to learn a foreign language is not a necessity, evidently, in Europe, mm-hmm. that there are bachelor programs available that are taught in English. And so that's one obstacle you do not have to overcome. So 1,500 is a pretty large number.
So hopefully you can find somewhere, some place, some way that if you wanted to try and save some money. Now, this is saving money even with your student having to pay room and board and fly back and forth between home and there a couple of times a year or whatever, it's still cheaper.
Well, I mean, you do have to take that into account, what mm-hmm. the travel is going to be. But, of course, if they're going to be there, they just have to get there. And, you know, it isn't like going to school, you know, less than 100 miles away from home. Mm-hmm. You can't just on the weekend pack
run
up
over and see everybody
and go get your clothes washed and have a meal. And it doesn't work that way if you're going to be going into Europe. You know, and that is one of the issues she addresses, is the fact that homesickness is a possibility because a majority of American college students live within 100 miles of their home.
Well, if that's not a big deal, though, what kind of money can you save? Is there some sort of a rundown on how much cheaper it is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things you can do if you want to research it is there is a website that you can go to. It's beyondthestates.com. So, again, that's beyondthestates.com. They do charge a monthly fee, but the website offers a database that offers all the college bachelor programs in Europe that are taught in English. And so there's a whole list there where you can find out exactly what's available to you. So tuition can be a lot cheaper. It talks about the fact that, according to that website, the average tuition cost is $7,291 per year.
As opposed to even going to A&M
or the University of Texas.
Yeah, you're looking at 18, 20, whatever,
right.
20,000 a year.
So about a third of the cost of tuition here for a major university here in Texas, you can go to school in Europe.
All right, so what about their living expenses over there? Don't things cost more?
Average
than
European
they do
housing
here?
Costs are in the range of $335 to $500 a month.
Okay, so sign me up.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I read this, I said, you know, that's pretty attractive because how many of us have dreamed of going to Europe and just, you know, traveling around? But now you can get your education in Europe. Get to see the culture in Europe, the history of Europe, and get your education cheaper than you can get it at some of the universities here in the United States. It's an option. We come back. There's a lot more to talk about regarding this.
And your kids can be more cosmopolitan when they come back.
That's correct.
There we go.
We're not saying that getting a college education in the United States is a bad thing, but,
sure.
You know, My youngest son had told me he wanted to go to a particular university here in Texas, and I said, that is not an option. it was just too expensive. And so if you're
so
one
if
of those...
So if you'd have known about this...
Yeah, you know, if you... Much
right.
cheaper.
We're all about giving you better, smarter ways of doing things here on the Money Makeover Show with Neil Financial Group. Going to come back with a little bit more on that and maybe a bit more about job training on mid-career. If we have time to get to that, we'll talk about that. Should you do it? Are you thinking about it? What are the ins and outs? Is it worth it? All of that. If we get time, we'll get into that, but otherwise we'll keep on with our college options here and, of course, check up on the markets and everything else. Got a question? Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. We'll be right back after these messages.
Now the whole damn bus is cheering.
Hi, I'm Sandy Kent, chairman of the Washington County Republican Party. I understand this election cycle has been challenging. We need to remember to stand together as a county and community after November the 8th. Remember, this election affects your county commissioners and judges. Support our conservative candidates, Don Kester, Precinct 1, County Commissioner, and Kurt Haneth, Precinct 3, County Commissioner. Early voting is October 24th through November the 4th, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 2, and Sunday, 12 to 3. Remember, this election affects your county commissioners and judges. Support our conservative candidates, Don Kester, Precinct 1, County Commissioner, and Kurt Haneth, Precinct 3, County Commissioner. Vote Republican. If you have any questions, please go to our website, WashingtonCountyTXGOP.org. WashingtonCountyTXGOP.org. Thank you.
My name is Kirk Haneth, and I approve this political ad.
I am Don Kester, and I approve this message.
Paid political ad by the Washington County Republican Party.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer, visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
If you've been searching to buy a home lately, you probably know firsthand how few houses are available. What this means is that now is a great time to put your home up for sale. And when experience counts, it's time to call Robin Landaway with Searchers Realty. Robin Landaway has been helping buyers and sellers for nearly a decade in the Washington County area. She'll listen to you and tailor her services to your wants and needs. Whether you're a buyer or a seller, expect great things from Robin Landaway. Call 979-203-1793 today to get started.
Single setback and a handoff. We're going to hit in there, and it's going to be Michael.
Aggie football is on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear the Fighting Aggies football games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Bank of Brenham, Intech Pest Management, Tegeler Toyota, and Page Tractors. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Aggie sports station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Alrighty, if you know that song, and you're tapping your toe and you know all the words and you used to listen to that. You need to definitely be coming in to talk with us about your plans, your future as either still continuing to work or work a little bit or retire or do something else with your life. Maybe you got some questions about maybe you going back to school or kids or grandkids. Maybe you've been plugging money into a 529 college savings plan and you're going, man, am I going to have enough in there to really make a difference? Geez, so expensive. Yeah, it is going to be expensive, but maybe not so much. Jamie Keyes and I were just discussing the ins and outs, a few of them anyway, about going to college in Europe, A, cheaper, B, there are like, what'd you say, 1,500 bachelor's programs at different universities around
that
Europe?
That are taught in English.
Yeah.
You know, because that's one of the, you know, the biggest objections going to be, well, I have to learn a foreign language in order to go to school there. And that's not true. There are somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 different bachelor degree programs that are offered through colleges in Europe. The other advantage of going to school in Europe is it does not take as long to earn a bachelor's degree in Europe as it does here in the United States.
So it's still recognized here as a bachelor's degree, but it's not four full years or something?
I don't know whether... I mean, anybody can say they don't recognize it.
But, I guess that's
you know,
true.
If you've got a certificate that says bachelor's degree on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it doesn't take as long, and this can be an advantage or a drawback, depending upon how you view it.
Mm-hmm.
What they do in Europe is they get you going right away on whatever your major is. There's not an emphasis on electives or general education credits. And so all of those other courses that you normally take here when you're a freshman, you have to get out of the way before you start on your major. You're not required to do that in Europe. And so you can start working on your area of interest, your major, right away. Now, that can be an advantage or a disadvantage.
Well, so in other words, you can go and become an engineer or
quicker.
English professor or whatever it may be and not have to know anything about anything else.
You don't have to take English literature in order to get an engineering degree.
But
on the other hand, the disadvantage of that, of course, is generally speaking, students change their majors during their college career. You know, one of my kids did that. I'm sure you know families where mm-hmm. that's happened. But if you're pretty sure what you want to be and what area you want to study, that can be a really big advantage because, again, the tuition is cheaper. And rather than getting a four-year degree, you can get a degree in 3 years, which, again, reduces the cost of college. So all those big student loans that our students are graduating with are going to be reduced if you can get mm-hmm. that education done quicker. I've known students who have been on that six-year program, too, where it took them that long.
Or the 10-year program.
Whatever it happens to be. But that's one of the advantages. Now, we talked about the fact that you can also use that 529 college account to pay for tuition at European schools, which I wasn't aware of.
Mm.
But there is a catch to that. The institution that you go to has to be willing to accept U.S. financial aid or loans. And so when you fill out that FAFSA form, the educational institution in Europe has to be willing to accept the FAFSA form for federal student aid. But as long as they're willing to accept that, you can use 529 money to pay for some of the tuition or if you have a big 529 plan, all of it, if you choose to go to school in Europe. So that's another advantage of it. And by the way, if you've already earned your bachelor's degree but would like to get a master's or a PhD, you can get a master's in Europe in 1 year.
Okay. Find out more about this.
There you go.
At a website called Beyond the States. Beyond the States. So that is beyondthestates.com. And all this info is on there. There is some information you have to pay for on there in some way. But beyondthestates.com, take a look at it. Bachelor's degrees and maybe master's and PhDs taught in English. over there in Europe a heck of a lot cheaper, even if you account for room and board and flying overseas two or three times a year just to touch base. But, you know, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's an alternative that's out there that you probably were not aware of. I know I was not aware of it.
I didn't know you could use college savings plans that we have here to pay for it.
Right.
Well, yeah. Okie dokie.
Now, I will give one more disclaimer on it. The teaching styles are different over there.
Well.
They're not as hands-on. And evidently, there's not as many chances to improve your grade. They give one or two tests per semester. And
you better be on it.
You better be on it. That's right.
Okay.
And there's a lot more of on your own reading and doing all the things that are necessary for your class. So you just need to be aware of that.
All right. Ins and outs always, but at least you know you can go find out a little bit more about
more
it.
Affordable.
If you're running around and don't have time to write down that website we've been talking about, give us a call later on at the office and we'll fill you in. Again, our office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Wait till we get there, like by 10:30 or something this morning, and or give us a call later and leave us a message, and we'll get back to you. One of the things that we've run into as well in the last few days is people who are not Medicare age yet. They've got another year or two, right? So maybe you're 62 or 60 or 63, 64, and you're looking at the cost of paying for your own health insurance now, if you don't have an employer-paid plan, or you're already retired, what do you do? I mean, this is expensive now, very, very, very expensive. We had some clients who came in earlier this week to discuss how to pay for an Affordable Care Act plan, and, you know, that's pretty tough sledding. And especially even in Texas, those premiums are going up 15% to 25% depending on the carrier.
Well, I've got to. Yeah, I mean, the numbers are pretty shocking, actually. This is some rate increases for the middle tier coverage plan, which is the Silver plan. What the cost increases are at different major cities around the country. Premium increases that people are looking at. If you live in Phoenix, yowza.
Yeah, what does that say? Is that 145%? 145%
increase in premiums.
Wow.
So if your premium was $600, now it's going to be $1,800. How do you do that?
Wow.
This is the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, yeah. But of course, the supposed thing that happens for so many people, right, is that you get a subsidy paid for by the taxpayers to help you pay for that. It's just that if you make hardly any money at all, like if you and your spouse are both working and your total family income is above not very far, all right, or you've got
for a family of four, I think the number is somewhere around $92,000. You have to have less income than that in order to qualify for a subsidy.
So even if you had, you know, a couple of people who made, you know, 40, 50, whatever, and that's a lot of different positions, now you're already over that limit and you don't get any help.
Right.
And that's a huge, talk about middle America, that is a huge amount of people. So, you know, paying those kinds of premiums, the worst places were Phoenix, Birmingham,
Oklahoma City, Minneapolis, so Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Rates are going up 71%. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City, 67%. Now, this is on average, and this is for, again, the middle-tier plan, the Silver plan.
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis, 55%. Philadelphia, 51%. Charlotte, North Carolina, 40%. Overall, nationwide, the average increase in cost is 25%. If you've looked at group health insurance and you work for, you're an employer and you're looking at plans, I know some of the plans I've looked at recently on plans that are grandfathered from the Affordable Care Act. I saw one that had a rate increase of 8%.
Yeah, and Jamie, by the way, deals with some companies with health insurance, and I guess the thing for those companies to stay with the grandfather's plans as long as they can.
Well, yeah, generally when the ones I've been looking at, because plans, I know that you looked at some recently when you're doing the 401k enrollments, they were having 25% to 30% rate increases on Affordable Care Act plans.
At some of the employers where I was
visiting. There are a lot of different reasons that go into this. A lot of people like to blame the insurance companies. The insurance companies have some blame to bear here. On the Affordable Care Act, what's happening is a lot of insurance companies are simply pulling out of the markets because they can't afford to lose money. If your insurance company can't stay in business, who's going to pay the claim?
Yeah.
You want your insurance company to stay profitable. So there's a lot of reasons that go into it. But the fact is that the premiums are a lot higher. Now, what we want to talk about this morning is for those people specific, like you had talked about, between 60 and 65, or those people who are self-employed, what are some options that are available to you? And we'll give you one option that's out there and what the ramifications are and some things you need to know about it.
Yeah, so we're all about health care for the next few minutes. Some alternatives to paying for an Affordable Care Act plan, what that can mean, and what are some of the ins and outs when we come back. If you've got questions in between, go ahead, fire away. We're waiting for your call right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
The Leaping Deer, an historic symbol of integrity and quality. John Deere is more than just tractors, and your hometown John Deere dealer is too. Soup Operator Equipment offers a full line of John Deere tractors and equipment. They're a big-time ag dealer, but they're small-time too. They carry a full line of John Deere parts and accessories, tools, toolboxes, charcoal grills, security safes, pressure washers, and air compressors, plus steel trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and tillers. Soup Operator Equipment, they're more than just parts. They're everything else too. Visit cptractor.com.
Did you know almost every 8 minutes a child becomes a victim of abuse or neglect? In Texas in 2015, 171 children died from abuse or neglect. That's a child every 2 days. Over 47,000 children were in the child protection system. Over 17,000 were removed from their home. That's 47 children entering the foster care system each day. The CASA community in Texas is made up of 72 local CASA programs with nearly 8,500 volunteers serving about 26,000 foster children in 213 counties. CASAs, court-appointed special advocates, are just like you and me and are volunteers trained to speak up for these children. Your local CASA program serves Austin, Colorado, Waller, and Washington counties. They need advocates to be the voice of a child and the eyes and ears for the court. Their next class starts on November 5th, so contact them today at 979-277-0088 or online at WeSpeakForKids.org. Won't you help change a child's life? CASA for Kids is looking for you. Friendly Country KWHI invites you to join us at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, located at 400 East Sales Street in Brenham, for their We Love Our Troops event on Wednesday, November 9th. We'll be there from 8 till 10 with our wagon wheel prizes, where it's free to spin, and every spin wins a prize. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation will be collecting treats and personal items to send to our military personnel overseas. So mark it down to contribute to the We Love Our Troops event on Wednesday, November 9th. We'll see you there.
Swim all year round at the City Bell Aquatic Center. Fall hours are Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Looking for a unique site for a party? Give the Blue Bell Aquatic Center a call. The Aquatic Center is a great place to hold special events and private parties. Find out about all the activities available in Brenham online at cityofbrenham.org/parks and then come out and have a flip-flop fantastic time. The Blue Bell Aquatic Center, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
From a couple of throw pillows to the restoration of a family's heirloom, Classic Upholstery and Design can beautify your home or office. Classic Upholstery and Design offers reupholstering of commercial, residential, or antique furniture. And with over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. They also recover day bed mattresses, patio cushions, and tractor seats. Just bring your items by Classic Upholstery and Design on Highway 105 East, next to K&H Portable Toilets. Or call Classic Upholstery and Design at 830-8665.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. We'll have guests informing you about upcoming events and answering your questions. If you have an event that you're planning or would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Lorne Concrete, family-owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lorne Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lorne Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lorne. Find out more about Lorne Concrete by visiting their website at lorneconcrete.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yep, back with the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. From the Money Makeover Team at Neal Financial Group. Again, our office number 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Do give us a call. Schedule that few minutes of your time to come in for the free review. We'll go over what your plans are. If you have a plan, what do you need to be thinking about for, even if you're not retirement age yet, but you're not anywhere close to it, how do you get your kids through school? We've been talking about some ideas on that this morning, and a lot of other subjects that are just good information and good planning. Do not go into this next year, which is coming up pretty fast, without thinking more carefully and getting the right information about financial products, about looking forward to various events in your life, whether it's retirement or getting your kids through school or whatever. Know how things work so that you can take better advantage of them, including Social Security and benefits. Again, 979-836-2903. Sharon's there now. She can set you up for a time to come in and just bat some ideas around, or if you want to have us help you with making some at least educated decisions on when to take benefits and other things. 979-836-2903. All right, Jamie, let's continue our discussions here.
Yeah, we were talking about health insurance, and the reason we're talking about this currently is November 1st is when open enrollment started again for the Affordable Care Act, and so you can change plans or apply newly or however it happened, whatever your situation happens to be. Open enrollment started November 1st, and so we've been getting questions about, you know, people start looking at what the cost is, and it's an eye-opener for them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what are some alternatives? Because what we're seeing is a lot of people just see they're opting out and saying, I'll just pay the penalty, which you can do if you choose to do that. But one of the other options that we've seen people taking advantage of is simply going to what's called a temporary health insurance plan. A temporary health insurance plan, you have to answer a few simple health questions, and one of the disadvantages of those temporary plans is you can be declined. Affordable Care Act plans, you cannot be declined.
So if you've had a pre-existing condition, you could be turned down by one of the temporary plans.
That's correct.
But not from the Affordable Care Act.
That's correct. If you apply for one of those temporary plans, and there's only like three or four questions that they ask, but if you answer yes to any of them, you're automatically declined. You can't get the coverage. Now, they won't even take the application. And so, going along with that, what that means is on those temporary health plans, generally they're good for about a year. That's the length of time. That's why they're temporary. You have to be aware of the fact that they are not going to cover pre-existing conditions. And, you know, and the response to that, of course, is, well, I don't have any pre-existing conditions, so I don't have to worry about it. Well, that's good. That means you can get the plan, But you also need to be aware of the fact that the insurance company says they are not going to cover pre-existing conditions. And so you answer those health questions. When you file a claim, if you have a claim to file and you have that coverage, what do you think the insurance company is going to do?
They're going to look and see if you ever had that before, whatever you're making the claim on.
That's exactly what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so it may take longer to get your claim paid because the insurance company is going to make sure that you weren't lying to them when you completed the application that this was not a pre-existing condition. So you just need to go in with your eyes open, knowing that that's going to be the case, that it may take longer to get claims paid because they're not going to cover pre-existing conditions, and they're going to make sure that when you file a claim that it was not a pre-existing condition.
So you could roll along and keep re-enlisting, I guess, re-upping your coverage with these temporary plans for some period of time. As soon as one runs out, you can either get another one. I was surprised to find out that you could also apply to the same carrier that you already had your plan with, your temporary plan with, and you can renew with that carrier, but maybe on a slightly different type of plan under that carrier.
Yeah, so technically it's not a renewal.
Yeah.
Because you're reapplying.
Mm-hmm.
So when the temporary portion is over, if you've had it for a year, you have to reapply either with a different carrier or with a different plan.
And now, so if you've had something go wrong, though, that you were treated for it during that.
You won't be able to get it.
So there's a drawback.
There are some drawbacks. You just need to be aware of them.
But they're a lot cheaper.
They are a lot cheaper, and that's why.
Mm-hmm. So, again, always know what your options are. Again, if you've got questions, here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. If nothing else, give us a call and come in for that free review. And bring your questions and maybe old statements from various 401ks and IRAs or whatever, insurance policies, whatever you got. Get a refresher on those, too, while you're there.
In the meantime, get out there and vote, and we'll see you back here next Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.